the Benghazi ringleader, Ahmad, what's his name? Abu, what's his face?
Abu Katala. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I love him. 2 years ago, the president vowed to do everything he could to bring him to justice. And yet, the guy did interviews in public with CNN, the New York Times, other Western journalists. In fact, if I may, let me play a little bit of the CNN interview.
U.S. officials have often suggested that they would be interested in speaking to a man named Ahmed Abu Khatala about the events the night of the attack. He's really not that difficult to find.
We met with Ahmed Abu Khatala in public at the coffee shop of a well-known hotel here in Benghazi for around 2 hours.
Amazing.
Not hard to find. Not hard to find. The president hasn't taken any responsibility. The State Department said, well, it's easy for them to find it. It's harder for our Navy SEALs to find him. Come on. Come on. And this is only a partial list. Back in a second, let me tell you about Goldline. Goldline is our sponsor. And I will tell you that things are because we live in an age of lies. We are being lied to about everything. And here's what I really want you to understand. The lies at the Fed are the worst. The lies at the Treasury are the worst. Because in the end, that's what anybody who has saved any money, you're going to get hammered. If you're approaching, you know, your retirement age, there's no retirement coming for you. And everything that you saved is now in jeopardy because the dollar is going to be devalued. Beyond that, how much is gas going to cost? Really? Would you please call Goldline today? Please.